Welcome back, everyone. Another week, another decision in Washington. We're going to be looking at it all here tonight on ANN, the Accurate News Network. I'm your host, Jared G. Johnson, on another episode of everyone's favorite, Government Review. This week's topic, the government shutdown. Today I have with me Senators Rick Scott and Marsha Blackburn on the Armed Services Committee. How are you two doing today?
I'm doing fine. My name's Rick Scott. I'm senator from Florida. I was once the governor of Florida, and I served in the U.S. Navy in the 1970s for about 29 months as a radar technician, and the armed services are a big priority for me.
I'm doing well, thank you. For those of you who do not know, my name is Marsha Blackburn. I am a Republican senator from Tennessee.
That's fantastic. And here our guests from the other side of the aisle are Senators Elizabeth Warren and Tammy Duckworth. How are you two doing today?
Hi, my name's Elizabeth Warren. I'm from Oklahoma. I recently became a senator of Massachusetts in 2012 when I defeated incumbent Senator Scott Brown. Now, I'm the keynote speaker. I'm the vice chair of the Senate Democratic Caucus and a noted progressive leader.
Hi, Jerry. I'm doing well. It's great to be on the show. Thank you for having me here.
Great. Let's get started. I think one dying question we all have is, how much is this government shutdown affecting you and your committee? Let's hear first from Rick Scott.
Well, in all honesty, Jerry, it's really not affecting our committee that much. You see, the government shutdown gets rid of things that are seen as non-important, non-essential, but the armed services obviously are. So our branch isn't really being affected as much.
Yeah, but I heard stuff about the Coast Guard.
Well, the Coast Guard is the one exception because they are part of Homeland Security. So many of our boys aren't getting their pay, which, I mean, it's wrong, but I think it's a sacrifice that we're going to have to make to get this wall. I mean, the southern border is a disaster. My state of Florida, you know. Elizabeth Warren, I'm going to have to ask you to stop.
Elizabeth Warren, I'm going to have to ask you to stop. Elizabeth Warren, I'm going to have to ask you to stop. This is a civil discussion.
Okay, well, as I was saying, Florida, we have a huge illegal immigration problem. As you know, we're not on the border, but we still have a high amount of illegal immigration. I think it's really important that we do secure the border, and I think what Trump's doing right now is very good. I think he should shut down the government.
Yeah, and so what for this government shutdown, you said it's definitely affecting people. Who do you think's at fault, and what do you think the best way to fix our situation?
Well, I think the real ones at fault right now are the Democrats, because the Democrats are refusing.
Elizabeth Warren, you will get your turn to speak soon.
I think the real issue here is the Democrats, because they are absolutely refusing to sign this bill simply because of partisanship, which I think has gotten out of hand. It's only $5 billion. Many of these Democrats several years ago said they would support a stronger border. But now that President Trump is saying that he wants it, many of these same Democrats are saying, no, this is wrong, we won't let this happen. And I think it's gotten ridiculous.
And from what I've heard so far, this government shutdown, as far as it's gotten, because obviously it was reopened, but this government shutdown as a total cost about three times as much as he was requesting for the wall.
Well, I mean, it's necessary. I mean, illegal immigration costs the United States billions of dollars every year. This is a short-term investment that will save the country billions of dollars in the future. So I think it's just the necessary steps we have to take.
In your opinion, should President Trump take money out of the defense budget to fund the border wall?
Well, I think so, because the border is in some way a part of defense. I mean, it's defending the country, so I think it is necessary to take a bit out of it. I mean, it's not like we're at a major conflict or war right now. So, I mean, $5 billion, that's not much out of our whole budget. So I'm completely fine with it, honestly, and I think these are the right steps to take.
All right, that's great to hear. Next, let's hear what Senator Elizabeth Warren has to say. How would you say the government shutdown is affecting your committee?
So, how is the government shutdown down are affecting us in committee? You know, I, Maddie. Really, the shutdown is affecting our committee because it's not allowing us to fund the Coast Guard and pay them for their service in protecting our nation from threats. It's also we're also not being able to pay several employees, such as in the TSA, and those people are, you know, calling quote-unquote sick, meaning that there's a decrease in security at our airport. Not that they were doing too hot a job in the first place. You know, they eliminated 95% of all weapons through security. That's a fact. That's a complete fact. That's a factoid. What's the difference, a fact or a factoid? Yeah, I don't know the difference. Just do whatever one you want. But, yeah, you know. Yeah.
Senator Warren, I hope you realize that TSA isn't under armed services. Anyways, let's move on. Senator Blackburn?
Our committee's not really having that much of an issue with the government shutdown because we are on the Armed Services Committee, so...
Alright, that's great to hear. What about you, Senator Duckworth? Is there any way you'd say the shutdown is affecting the Armed Services Committee?
Well, to be honest, Jerry, the government shutdown is not actually affecting our committee that much. The only thing that really is affecting us is the Coastal Guard getting shut down. All these employees out there are working and not getting what they need and their payment for what the hard working that they're doing. However, it's great that we have the temporary 3-week relief in which we should be able to work out a great deal with Donald Trump and his wall.
Okay, moving on. So recently, our government has been temporarily reopened. Who, in your opinion, was at fault for this whole shutdown, and what do you believe was the best way to go about it? Let's hear first from Elizabeth Warren.
When I see Donald Trump giving in to the Democrats, I think that he should have done this a long time ago. Why would he keep on dragging this on if he was just going to give in anyway? Think of all the people that are hurt by his actions in the last month, the longest government shutdown in our American history. I say, government Trump man, you should apologize for your actions. I believe that you are at fault.
Interesting. Let's see if Senator Blackburn has anything more to add on to this.
Yes, our government did just recently reopen. Clearly, it was Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi's fault, and basically all of the Democrats. Mr. Trump, our president, tried to make many compromises with them, and they were just not compromising at all. I think it just comes down to the fact that they do not want to fund border security, and we're going to have this same issue in a couple of weeks when the government reopens. We're going to have the same argument, and the Democrats are going to be uncompromising. I believe that, you know, the best way to go about it was for the Democrats to fund border security. Why would they not? I believe the best way to go about the government shutdown is for the Democrats to compromise and give up money for border security.
So we're now being told that Trump tried to end this shutdown, but the Democrats didn't help. What does this say about your party, Senator Duckworth? Do you think it's Trump's fault alone, or was Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer dragging this along as much as Trump allegedly was?
To be honest, Jerry, I think it was a little bit of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer dragging it along, but to be honest, it was really just President Trump's big wall deal that the only reason he is keeping going on this is that he needs it for his 2020 re-election, because if he doesn't get this wall, then he can't promise anything in the future, and his followers won't trust him anymore, too, which is why I think he's being really stubborn on the issue, and that's causing costs that people pay. And I definitely don't think that he should just be so stubborn as that to for his re-election. I mean, like, honestly, he should have concaved earlier so that everybody could get their payback.
All right, it seems like we are clearly split. Let's ask our next question. In your opinion, should President Trump take money out of the defense budget to fund the border wall?
Do I think that Trump should take money out of the defense budget to fund the border wall? No, we don't need a border wall. What do we need a border wall for? People can just cross it like they've been crossing the border without it. It's a complete and utter waste of money and resources. We need to redirect that money to fund my campaign for presidency.
Okay, it seems like Elizabeth Warren doesn't think that border security is something we need to worry about and is more concerned about winning the 2020 election. Marsha Blackburn, would you have anything to argue against these statements?
Absolutely. There is no reason why we should not have money for the border wall, and if it has to come out of the defense budget, then it comes out of the defense budget. There is no reason why we should allow illegal aliens into this country.
So we had Rick Scott from earlier, and now Marsha Blackburn, both saying that border security is a necessity to protect this country, but then Elizabeth Warren says that it's no problem at all. How important do you think border security is, Senator Duckworth? Should we take money out of the defense budget to fund the wall?
I think government Trump has no right to take money out of the defense budget to border the wall. I don't think that he should be really taking out our defense because we need our troops to be paid, and we need that high budget in order to be able to protect our country. And building a wall, there's no reason to do it. All of his points in his speech were wrong, or half lies. He lied about all the imports coming in from the border, which was partially true, but he didn't mention that 90% of the drugs that came through that border were in legal ports. And I think that he's just twisting it the way again for his way, and that he definitely should not take out money of the defense budget just to fund a border wall that isn't even necessary.
All right, we got people both saying that the wall is needed and that it is pointless. Either way, moving on. As you have probably heard, members of the Coast Guard has missed a month's paycheck. How would you say that affected their families and the armed forces as a whole? Warren?
Look at the Coast Guard. They lost their month's paycheck, 2 months' worth, actually. And now, unless they had savings, these people are struggling. They can't meet their payments on, say, their house or their car. And this is all Trump's fault. He refused to stand down and allow the budget to flow through. Therefore inhibiting these people's paychecks, causing them disaster in their own lives.
Okay, Senator Blackburn, what are your views on this?
They did miss a paycheck. Speaking from experience, if this was to happen to my family, it would affect me quite a lot, especially if I was living paycheck to paycheck. In the Armed Services Committee, it really affected us because we had to, like, deal with people missing their paychecks when there was really nothing we could do about it. And it really leads back to the Democrats not wanting to fund the border security. I mean, I'll go on about it, but they just are uncompromising.
Okay, it seems that you both agree that it's hard on the Coast Guard and their families, but believe different people are at fault. Senator Duckworth, whose side do you take?
I would say that missing a whole month's paycheck is detrimental to the Coast Guard families and themselves. Coast Guard doesn't get paid nearly enough for what they do. They are super underrated Army force, and I definitely think they should be paid more for what they're doing. They're protecting our coasts. They're saving lives. Missing a whole month's paycheck is just as important as anyone missing their paycheck, and it may be even worse because they don't make a lot of money, and missing a whole month's paycheck can be detrimental to that.
All right, now we're going to take a break and hear a message from our sponsor, Flex Seal.
Flex Seal,
super thick adhesive that instantly bonds, seals, and repairs virtually anything. Flex tape, super strong waterproof tape that instantly seals out water. Flex Seal Liquid is liquid rubber in a can. Brush it, roll it, dip it, and pour it. Flex Shot. Flex Shot is a rubber sealer to caulk, bond, and seal virtually anything. Does Flex Seal really work? Yes, it does. Can Flex Seal really stop leaks fast? Yes, it can. Will it work? It definitely will. And can Flex Tape fix nearly everything? It can fix anything and everything, even our government. See, I sawed Congress in half, but using the power of partisanship and Flex Seal, I put it right back together.
Alright, we're back. With the government temporarily reopened, your committee assessed the security threats from Russia and China. What were the results of the assessment? Should we be worried? Rick Scott?
Well, one of the main things that we looked at was Russia aggression. Russia has repeatedly shown aggression over the past few years, most recently in the Sea of Azov, where a few months back, Russia opened fire on 3 Ukrainian ships. I mean, this aggression is dangerous and is scary because they refuse to listen and follow international law, and they continue to bully countries like Ukraine that were former Soviet Union states. It's quite scary to have a country that refuses to listen to anyone, including the U.S. and the United Nations, and they're almost sort of rogue, and there's only so much we can do, like setting sanctions. So, I mean, the attacking of the ships raised tensions severely with Ukraine, and if things went worse, World War III could have started. So, it's pretty bad.
Okay, good to know. Thank you, Senator. Elizabeth Warren, anything you'd like to add on to this?
You know, our assessment of the security threat from Russia and China, we found that there's a severe increase in aggression from these two nations and their allies. They don't have that many, really. If you think about it, they don't have many allies. But there's an increase in aggression, and we need to take a step back, look at what's happening ever since our government has reopened. And, you know, we need to make sure we can cull this aggression from these two nations. We should be very worried.
All right, it seems like both of you are very worried. What say you, Marsha Blackburn?
The assessment showed that both Russia and China were getting more and more militarized than we had really planned. There's no reason why the American people should be worried. Not at all. They don't really stand like a threat to our nation as of right now, and they probably will not be.
Okay, so you understand that they are aggressive but not of immediate concern to the U.S. What say you, Senator Duckworth?
Derry, the current problem with the government being reopened and the threats from Russia and China is that they have more of an opportunity than ever to take advantage of our government. They have more of an opportunity than ever just to bring our government crumbling down. We definitely should be worried. Russia, President Trump's refusal to lessen on the border wall and the border security, as he so calls it, is outrageous. The results of the assessment are that they're more likely to be cybersecurity, and that they're more likely to be able to hack into our government, and it would release all our private information, and China may even win the trade war.
Okay, so to note further, the chair of your committee, James Inhofe, says that China acts like it's preparing for World War III. Do you have any insight to that, and might be able to explain more in depth what he means by this statement?
Well, what we're seeing in the South China Sea is high amounts of militarization. Basically, they're building artificial islands in the South China Sea so they can claim part of the sea. And they're fortifying it, building bases and airfields. And it's quite scary, really, because this area has already been claimed by several other countries like Vietnam and the Philippines, Malaysia, Taiwan. And, I mean, this could cause a huge conflict. the United States refuses to recognize these islands, and we should refuse to recognize them. However, I don't think we're doing enough because we keep telling them, hey, stop making these islands, but they're not listening. I think a slap on the wrist is not going to do anything, and I think we should continue to do patrols in the South China Sea to keep showing who's boss.
Okay, thank you for warning our viewers. You believe that the U.S. needs to respond to this threat before anything worse happens. What is your opinion on this, Elizabeth Warren?
So our committee chair, James Inhofe, says that China acts like it's going to prepare for World War III? Well, he's wrong. Because, China's not preparing. They're not doing anything that they haven't already been doing. Every country in the world is always trying to improve or make their military greater. China currently has the largest military in the world, and so any action they do, it's like they're preparing for World War III. And any country is simply doing the same thing. So you cannot specifically say that China is looking for war. They like any country, are simply looking out to protect their borders. So we cannot make these kind of allegations. Was I not supposed to say that? Oh, okay. So China, there's an increase in aggression there. We should definitely step up our security and make sure that they don't start a war. Yeah.
Okay, libtard.
Okay, thank you for that, Rick Scott. It seems that Senator Warren is clearly confused. Let's move on. Is there anything more you'd like to enlighten us with, Senator Blackburn?
I believe that since China is, if they act like they're preparing for World War III, this isn't a really big deal. He means that they're militarizing more and more to be able to compete if there was another world war. So we should have no issue. It's not like they're beefing up to start nuking people. If they are provoked, then we might have an issue.
Okay, so it seems that you would advise against immediate action, but rather keep a closer eye in case anything happens. What say you, Duckworth?
To be honest, Jerry, James Inhofe says, just because he says that China's preparing for World War III doesn't mean that it's actually going to happen. However, it is a risk. With tensions are high in the world right now between China, Russia, North Korea, and America, I definitely think that it's a possibility it could happen, but we are trying our best to make sure that we solve this diplomatically and that World War III will not happen. If it does have to happen to come to World War III, we are prepared as a nation. We are strong. We can fight back. However, let's last resort. We should never come to a World War III. Of all the loss, all the inhumane methods of world wars are just not something that the world can use right now.
Okay, Senator, so while I still have you here, is there any other topics of debate going on inside of the Armed Services Committee?
Some current topics and debates going inside our committee is whether or not where to withdraw funds for the border wall for President Trump. However, I don't believe that the funds should come out of the Armed Services Committee. Are anything involved with armed services, because we already have the budget, because we have the most employed in the entire United States. We have the highest budget, but the most costing of any. And I definitely think that President Trump should look somewhere else, for the budget, because the armed services are necessary for all of America.
All right, that wraps things up. Will China to continue its military action? Will the U.S. pay attention to it? Will we ever come to a consensus on the budget? Will people continue to blame Trump? Did this shutdown have any long-lasting impacts? Find all that out and more in next week's episode of Government Review. If you like this, make sure to subscribe. We release a new episode every week on this podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Jerry J. Johnson, out.